I suspect that two of the common questions that a mother or a father might say to a young child before they go to church are these: have you got your collection? And have you got your hanky? Well, I want to tell you a story about a mother who said those two questions to her five-year-old daughter. And she said, "Joanne, have you got your collection?" And Joanne replied, "Yes." "Joanne, have you got your hanky?" And Joanne replied, "No." So her mother said to her, "Well, what are you going to do if your nose runs?" And Joanna replied, "I'll run after it." Well, can you imagine a nose with two legs running away from Joanna? Well, of course, wherever our nose goes, we go. And wherever we go, our nose goes. We can't divide ourselves in two. Now, my guess is at some time or other, we've all done the hokey-cokey, which goes like this. Put your right hand in, and then, of course, put your left hand in. And put your right leg in, and then put your left leg in, and so on. And so each part of the body goes in. But in reality, we can't divide our body up, can we? One part can't go somewhere, and the rest remain at another place. Wherever we go, our whole body goes. Every part of us goes. And so, well, we can't really try to do homework and watch the television at the same time. If we're going to do our homework properly, we've got to put our whole self into it. And we can't really eat a sweet and sing at the same time, can we? We've got to put everything into our singing. And of course, it's the same when we're putting our faith in God and following Jesus Christ. It's not something that we can just commit part of ourselves to. If we really want to follow Jesus successfully and lead loving lives and lives like Jesus, we've got to put our whole selves into following Him.